When the ship slipped her halyards and sailed away from Plymouth on September 6th, I left my brother Tom behind on the wharf. Tom, the other part of me, the younger yet the wiser, on the streets of London. It was Tom who kept us alive. Tom who learned how to beg or steal food, how to stay warm, how to find work, and when we could not, how to pick pockets. How can I live without Tom? How can I go across an ocean and mayhap never see him again? There he stood on the quarry, tears coming down his face. He who never cried, not even when our father died in prison. Not even when there was no money left behind when he had to take our places with the other orphans on the streets of London. Tom turned his head for one final look, even as Mr. Blossom, his master, dragged him away. Meat for the fishes, Mr. Blossom said of us on the Mayflower. He and 19 others on the Speedwell, our companionship, had decided not to go to America after all. 300 miles out, the Speedwell had started leaking, and we went back to port for the second time. I remember standing there as some of her passengers came aboard the Mayflower. I looked for Tom, then the ship weighed anchor, and began moving. I ran about yelling, "No, no, you can't go yet. My brother isn't aboard." The seaman laughed and pointed at the quay. I ran, tripping over boxes and ropes, to my master, and I found him talking to Captain Jones. "My brother, he is left behind. I am alone." My master, Elder Brewster, looked at me with a solemn face. "He is not a young man. He is 53. If he was left alone with his Bible for the rest of his life, he would be happy. Yet he had pushed for this trip. We are all alone," he said, "but the Spirit of God sustains us. The tide runs out. We have prosperous wind. There is no going back. Only a few miles out, some were sickened again. Though the weather was fair, there they were puking over the sides. I was ailing not from the sea, but from losing Tom. They envied me, said I was a strong lad, a well-salted lad. They did not know that inside I was dying."